Paul, fantastic result. What's your thoughts on the game?
Two halves. Obviously, the tropical storm that came in the second half was quite what's going on here type stuff. But I thought, as a whole, obviously, everybody's going to talk about Brophy and his kicking, which is a key thing for us and a good thing that we have in our arsenal. But I thought we rolled the ruck pretty well. Defensively, I thought we controlled things. Offensively, I thought, especially Kyle Wood, I thought the way he rolled us down the middle of the field and some reactions, and we got some tries off the back of it, which is what we've been aiming towards, playing a little bit more and reacting a little bit more to situations that occur rather than waiting to try and set big plays up.
I thought your forwards played really well first half. You set up, give you a lot of opportunities. Crabtree had a big game today, I thought.
Yeah, him, Huber, Craig Kopchak. Did you say Crabtree? Didn't you? Yeah. I was sure I didn't say him again. Kumatai, Michael Lawrence, Jack Hughes, Joe Wardle now. Everybody contributes. And I thought Kyle Wood controlled that middle pretty well.
Yeah, he did, played well. Should he have had more points in the first half? Were you a little bit not edgy about
that? Or? Yeah, I thought should have been probably 30 clear by half time with the amount of. And that's a reflection of us, of where we were at in regards to having that week off and getting excited and trying to score off every play. And you just take your tackle, let's get him on the next play and make sure you got the ball. And I was amazed by some of the decisions where. I might be proved wrong, because I think Robert Hicks is one of the best referees we've got at the moment, and he actually talks to the players, which is a good one, and some decisions where I thought we got called play on and then we made an error and it didn't get back to us and stuff, so a bit of scratching us there, but if I'm wrong, I'll accept I'm wrong, but we need to be a bit more composed in them situations and trying to score off every play. I think we dropped the ball over the line two or three times, didn't we, so it could have been. I said to him at half time, I said, look, not a great deal we had to say, just said, look, everything you do in life's a decision. Do you want this to be a scrap fest and knock on off on and all this type of stuff? Steve-O's cliches, but or do you want it to be a good win, 30-point win? Make the decision now. Make that choice in what you want to do, because it can happen for you.
Yeah, second half, you did control the game really well. You didn't make too many errors at all, did you?
No.
As you said, Wood.
But also, we've not really talked about their workload in regards to the games they've had, but we was mindful of it. We was mindful of playing with some tempo and what we did. And I thought, obviously, with the monsoon coming, it was hard to control some tempo, but I thought we, like I said, controlled that middle real well and we worked hard off back of a good kicking game.
Yeah, I know, like I said, Buffy will get a lot of the plaudits, but he did play well, didn't he? 240, 20 kicks, the try, you know, he had a hand in pretty much everything.
We'd looked at some stuff and shown some footage in regards to their back three and some areas we can take, and 40-20 is obviously something that Buffy plays and he prides himself on, so he's kicked. I was going to say he's kicked more 40-20s than I've had at dinners, but that's probably not true, is it? So
I'm not going to say anything about that.
You're smirking though, so I know what you're thinking.
Looking at it, next week, obviously a massive week, because the top four play each other next weekend. I guess you're just ticking off the wins. If you can tick another one off next week, it's not just fourth you're playing for anymore, is it?
No, well, we spoke all week about an opportunity. We want to, as a team, go harder for longer, and we spoke about. Got four games left to make the four, which is if you can figure that out, we've got four for the four, and so we've done what we need to do now. So next week, by powers of deduction, it can be 3-3-3. So we're building like that, and we've got a bit of play on words that we're using at the minute, some motivation.
You've had a lot of injury problems. Has the week off been good in that respect? Cause you've chopped the win off now, and you've got some bodies.
Yeah, I think the key is more than physically, we're mentally refreshed. After the witness game with the heroics that they did out there on that field and that game against the team who the league position defies how good a team they are. We given them a full 7 days off, so we said, look, we'll see you the week of Monday, and I'm pretty confident they've jetted to all four corners of the earth and got lastminute.coms and stuff, so some time's come back, but we've come back in on Monday and we've worked hard since then, but no matter how hard you work in training, it's about replicating that game day there. And I thought at times for us it looked more like a when do you want to score? Well, let's just go and do it type stuff, and like a games conditioning type session for us. And we've got to make sure that we take it as that. We prepare right now for a big game on Friday.
Yeah, big game indeed. Is everyone pulled through? You got any knocks?
We took Ruffy off and Joe Wall off with about 5-10 minutes to go. And it was just Wood did not play for a couple of weeks, we kept him out there. Robbo had got a bit of illness going into the game, which he told me after 20 minutes of the game that he'd got a bit of diarrhoea and what have you, so it needs to be better than that, but other than that, we're fine.